changed lives. In 1921, Lewis Laws became the warden at Sing Sing Prison of New York State. No prison was tougher than Sing Sing during that time. But when Warden Laws retired some 20 years later, that prison had become a humanitarian institution. Those who studied the system said credit for the change belonged to Laws. But when he was asked about the transformation, here's what he said. I owe it all to my wonderful wife, Catherine, who is buried outside the prison walls. Catherine Laws was a young mother with three small children when her husband became the warden. Everybody warned her from the beginning that she should never set foot inside the prison walls, but that didn't stop Catherine. When the first prison basketball game was held, she went into the gym with her three beautiful kids, and she sat in the stands with the inmates. Her attitude was, "My husband and I are going to take care of these men, and I believe they will take care of me. I don't have to worry." She insisted on getting acquainted with them and their records. She discovered one convicted murderer was blind, so she paid him a visit. Holding his hand in hers, she said, "Do you read Braille?" "What's Braille?" he asked. Then she taught him how to read. Years later, he would weep in love for her. Later, Catherine found a deaf mute in prison. She went to school to learn how to use sign language. Many said that Catherine Laws was the body of Jesus that came alive again in Sing Sing from 1921 to 1937. Then she was killed in a car accident. The next morning, Lewis Laws didn't come to work, so the acting warden took his place. It seemed almost instantly that the prison knew something was wrong. The following day, her body was resting in a casket in her home, 3/4 of a mile from the prison. As the acting warden took his early morning walk, he was shocked to see a large crowd of the toughest, hardest-looking criminals gathered like a herd of animals at the main gate. He came closer and noticed tears of grief and sadness. He knew how much they loved Catherine. He turned and faced the men. "All right, men, you can go. Just be sure and check in tonight." And he opened the gate, and a parade of criminals walked, without a guard, for 3/4 of a mile to stand in line to pay their final respects to Catherine Laws. And every one of them checked back in. Every one.